We are not an agent of China. That's what I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what TikTok CEO will be trying to convince lawmakers at a House hearing about to start into the app's security concerns. Zhou Zichu said going in,
we commit to keep TikTok free. You know, a free place for freedom of expression without any manipulation by any government.
He has an ally in Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman.
It poses about the same threat that companies like Facebook and Instagram, let's not be racist.
Some TikTok content creators are worried.
A ban on TikTok would be devastating.
TikTok ban wouldn't just put my business at risk. 95% of my livelihood would disappear overnight.
Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
The company is owned by a Chinese-based company called ByteDance, and we've been hearing a lot of questions about whether or not China may indirectly use this app to try to target, spy on, or influence Americans.
And again, there's also concern about the security of users' data being potentially shared with China. A Manhattan grand jury in New York City may reconvene today, considering indicting former President Trump.
Grand jury is now in possession of a 2018 letter from a former attorney of Michael Cohen, the one-time Trump lawyer, stating Cohen admits to paying money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels of his own accord and expected no reimbursement from Donald Trump. It contradicts the narrative laid down by prosecutors who say that payment amounted to a campaign finance felony.
Fox's Evan Brown. The day after a 17-year-old student shot and wounded two East High School administrators in Denver, they've identified Austin Lyle's body found in some woods near his car. He opened fire while they were searching him for a gun.
Lyle was already subject to what officials at Denver's East High School called a safety plan, under which he was required to be patted down daily before entering the school.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a rebound on Wall Street. So far, the Dow up 250 points, gaining back about half of what it lost in the big sell-off yesterday. The NASDAQ is up about 150. The S&P 500 gaining more than 30 points. We got this update to the economy this morning.
New unemployment claims remain near historically low levels, a sign employers are reluctant to cut staff. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits slipped to a three-week low of 191,000 last week, down 1,000 from the week before. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits are still low, but increased by 14,000 to 1.6 million. The gradual increase in continuing claims suggests it's taking longer for people to find a new job. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The price of oil is up today. It's back over 71 bucks a barrel, but gas has barely changed in its price. AAA's national average for regular remains around $3.43 per gallon. That is 3 cents less than we were paying last week, but 4 cents more than the price a month ago. Ford keeps losing money on trying to make cars they plug in, warning its electric vehicle business will lose $3 billion this year after losing $3 billion the prior 2 years.
They have had some execution issues. They've said that more than 18 million vehicles have been cut from their production because of the chip shortage.
Fox Business Network's Susan Lee.
Everybody knows in the electric car industry that you have, it takes years before you actually start making money. I think in Tesla's case, it took them almost a decade plus to start turning a profit.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes tonight. There are four games in the Sweet 16 battles. Another four games tomorrow. They'll get to the final four by the end of the weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.